The final twist of the game presented quite a few storytelling challenges for the writers. The game is long, much longer than a movie, and the surprise reveal of the G-Man at the end felt almost impossible to sustain over the entire experience. Everyone on the team assumed that through basic deduction, most players were going to figure it out along the way. So the solution, like in most good stories, was to just add more stuff, more details, more questions, and more nooks and crannies to the plot. The writers quickly realized that there was one big distracting name, Gordon Freeman, that would pull the players' attention away from any theories they may be cooking up on their own. We then realized that we could use the absence of the G-Man in the story, in the eerie parallels between the G-Man and Gordon's experiences at Black Mesa, to redirect player attention and propel the story towards the final act. If the player thought they had uncovered a new mission, to save Gordon Freeman from stasis, then the twist at the end could be secure. To pull it off, the writers created a new, mysterious character, a scientist collaborating with the Combine. This addition came late in the project, so the writers relied on another tried-and-true tact. Base the character on an actor we're fond of, and then do our absolute best to cast and record with that person. The chosen actor had struck a particular tone with the writers. She has an easy, in-command confidence, and a smooth, southern Missouri drawl. This not only sets her apart from the other characters in the Half-Life universe, but makes the character easy to hear on the page, which is incredibly important when time is short at the end of the project. And once she was in the studio, her pitch-perfect performance assured us that we'd made the correct decision. Of course, then the scene still had to be built. Level designers figured out what existing chunk of level track could be bumped out to fit the scene. The area we chose previously held some barnacles and a few light puzzle elements, which the designers weren't upset to lose. The level track had to be altered to funnel you into a place where the scene could unfold and the player could eavesdrop without getting a good look at the character. This served two purposes. One was that it would benefit the mystery for this scene to feel furtive and for the identity of the character to remain secret. But also, we could shroud the performance and the intricate facial animation necessary to bring a character to life, all in shadow, for the animators and the choreographers. Like in a lot of cases, not doing the work was the correct thing for both the story and our tight shipping schedule.